Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, which says, none of us, any of us, as well as every one of us, adult humans, who are God's version in this world, who are exact replica of our Maker, can do nothing, absolutely nothing, 0% against the truth. But everything we have done, everything we are doing, everything we're going to do in our existence will always be for the truth. Why is this so? This is so because truth is the most powerful creative force, result determining force, entity in existence. Whatever result any of us has gotten in this life, we are getting right now and will forever get in our existence, no matter how big or mega or great these results, if they are not based on the truth, if they are not as a result of the truth, if they are not inspired by one truth or the other, if they are not sustained by one truth or the other, they will fail or end up in sorrow, end up in calamity, end up in pains and calamities. People say, God is a good God, why should bad things happen? God is a good God. But realize something. This same God illustrated himself or herself as light. And there's a quality that you have with light, using natural light as an example, which is a reflection of God. Light on its own does not have a shadow. But once you put an obstacle, I repeat, once you put an obstacle in front of a shadow, the obstacle in front of the light, what you're going to have is a shadow. That is how evil, calamity, anything and everything bad, that is how they are. That is why they happen. It's not because of God wants it. It's because you and I, knowingly or unknowingly, we turn our back on the truth, on the light, on God in that situation. Anything that is right, anything that is truthful in all of our lives, that is God for you in that situation, in our life, in our relationship. Once that thing, that person, that relationship is right, is truthful, that is God for you. But you see, problem, headaches, pain, sorrow, shadows happen because you stood, that relationship stood, that circumstances, that thing stood in the way of truth. That's why the great prophet Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, every one of us, even though we are God's people, we are God's image and likeness, destruction will come to us, not because we want the destruction to come, not because we expect the destruction to come, not necessarily because we deserve the destruction, but because of lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of the truth in that situation. Knowledge of the truth in our life. Knowledge of the truth in our relationship. Another challenge every one of us have from time to time is another force, another entity that we get, we share with God Almighty. But unlike God Almighty, which is why God is the greatest, God is the best, God is the most powerful, instead of this entity walking side by side the truth. And when I say the truth, truth is God's will for you. Truth is God's will for that thing. Truth is God's will for that relationship. Truth is that law, that principle that has been designed, that is in existence for your life to be the best, for that thing to be the best, for that circumstance to be the best, for that person in your life to be the best, for that relationship you are in to be the best. That's what truth is. But you see this other entity which God has, and the reason why God is almighty, and you too should be almighty over your influences, over this world, over your space, is when you use this entity side by side the truth. And this entity is your faith. And when people hear faith, everybody We start thinking religion. It has nothing to do with religion. Religion is for. When you're religious, no matter your religion, you will have a form of godliness like Apostle Paul said, but you will deny the power. There's no God in what you are doing, even though you feel you are godly. For example, how can you say you are godly? You get to your office late, you leave early, but you say you are godly because you prayed. You are employed to work, people. As long as you are not working the hours you are supposed to work, as long as what you are being paid, you are shortchanging the system, you are not godly, and God is not in that your work, even though you pray, which is the forceful religion gives you. That's why Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13 that even if you give all of your body to be burned and you don't have truth in you, you don't have humanity in you, that you just committed suicide, that there's no reward for you. So when I talk faith, I'm not talking religion. I'm talking about anything and everything. Every one of us, we do, we say, we see, we embrace, we believe, we cherish freely and willingly from our heart. That's actually what faith is. Faith is a human thing. And once you are an adult, you have faith. And this faith, this ability of faith, was given to every one of us adult humans, man or woman, saved or unsaved, conventional adults or special adults, flock or pastors. Every one of us have this ability to do things freely or willingly. That's why when you check the scripture, Apostle Paul declared, he said, God has given to every one of us the same measure of faith. Because you didn't develop your faith in an area, doesn't mean you don't have the ability to develop it. Every adult human has, because all of us, even let me tell you this, real slaves are not people enslaved against their will. Real slaves, which God says none of us should be as adult humans, according to 1 Corinthians 7:23. God said, on no account should you be a free will slave to another human, no matter who that adult human being is.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
As men, you are supposed to cut value your wife figure, and you will. If you see any woman as your wife figure, you will never disrespect her. You will value her, you will cut her, but not be a slave to her. That is actually rare. But what is most common, which people have canonized, which people have said, it is okay. But I'm telling you today, it is demonic, it is darkness, it is devilish for any of you as sisters, any of you as women, no matter what religion, tradition, culture has told you, it's all a lie. That you can be okay being a free will slave to a man in the name of your husband. Go and read Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Christ told all of you, sisters, there's three things that is not the best. You only pick the least. The worst, you throw it away and canonize it. The same God that says labor pain is not the best for you, that same God in that same scripture says, for you as a female entity to gravitate, because it's against nature. Female entities don't gravitate against male entity. Male entities are the ones that gravitate. And when it comes to human beings, naturally, men are the male. That is why during sexual reproduction, when a man releases, it is the semen from the man's body, because those are male that swings to the egg. The egg stays where it is, inside the womb of the woman. That is nature for you, and that is God, that is truth. That's why you see Isaiah prophesied it. He said the world will be upside down, and that's what is happening today. See fashion today, because you believe in that fashion. It's your faith that makes you to believe a fashion is okay, that makes you to be comfortable with a particular fashion. It is your faith, because your faith is whatever you embrace freely and willingly. That's why you see today, women are getting comfortable with low cut, which doesn't fit them. Men are not comfortable with long hair. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it less than, because you are okay with it. That's why the great man, Fela Kuti, sang that song, which is a divine song, which is a song of truth. He said, it is possible you'll be suffering, yet you'll be smiling. That is the truth. So you see, your faith, people of God, is given to you to walk truth, not to replace truth. That's why in Mark 11:22, when the disciples of Christ were trying to wonder, how could he get the fig tree to dry from fruit? He looked at him, he said, you two can do this. All you need to do is have God's kind of faith. That is, use your faith the way God uses it. Even when they couldn't heal the boy with epilepsy, and they brought the boy to Christ, and they were to say, Christ increased our faith. Christ told them, you already have it. That even if you have faith as small as mustard seed, that you will command mountain and it will move. Because this, your faith, is actually the most important force in your life, people of God. Start asking yourself, who do you believe in? Start asking yourself, what do you believe in? What works in your life is what you freely and willingly believe. But you see, if it's the truth, that is when it will work for you. If it's a non-truth, that is why it will work against you. That's why you sisters, as I was saying earlier, somebody has told you a lie. Pastors have told you a lie. Your parents have told you a lie, especially your mothers, that you are here to be a free will slave. The reason why you are stuck has nothing to do with the men. They are just opportunists. It's because you are the one that freely and willingly believe that you are supposed to be a slave to a man in the name of husband. With Genesis 3:16-17 says it's a curse. Think about it. Once you are that of people of God, you are not a mistake. None of us is a mistake. Even because your parents make a mistake, doesn't mean you are a mistake. None of us is a mistake. One seed, one semen, one spermatozoa out of a minimum of 180 million, which is what has been researched as the lowest sperm count of the state for a man. How can you outrun 180 million other people be a mistake? You are not a mistake, people. You might have made mistake in your life. Doesn't mean you have a mistake. Stand up on your feet and begin to use that your free will, outborn decision, desires, knowing that that is the most important, to go for what is God's will, to go for what is the truth, to go for what makes sense. And you will see victory. You will see yourself becoming a blessing to people you have tended in your hands and you are having as slaves. I always use this illustration Christ used, though many people don't get the other side of this illustration, and that's the illustration of Lazarus and the rich man. What took Lazarus to paradise? Because he was a nice person. What took the rich man to hell was because he was a nasty person. Because his nastiness, instead of taking a fellow human being to the hospital, you are sending your dogs to lick his wound. That's nastiness, that's meanness, that's wickedness. You see people today, because you have money, you humiliate other human beings in the name of, they are depending on you for funds. You know where you will land. But you see the other side of that story that many people didn't know. Lazarus was no cripple, was just poor. And because of his poverty, he couldn't heal the wounds on his body. But he wasn't crippled, he wasn't blind. If Lazarus had realized that this man has enslaved me, is humiliating me, has walked away, you will see the story would have changed. While Lazarus lived poor was his stupidity. You see a lot of things going on in religion today. Go and search your scriptures. Begin to read the scriptures for yourself, God's people. Begin to use your sound mind. Be like the Bereans Christians, who were the most successful in their generation, because they didn't just take their pastor's word for it. They read the scriptures for themselves. You see a lot of people today. Let me tell you what the scripture says. Once a pastor, once a man of God, is not telling you the truth, he or she doesn't deserve you following him or her as your number one. Life is about law. What all of us sows is what we should reap. And that's what we will reap, whether we realize it or not, at the end of the day. Why many people think they won't reap the evil they have sowed, the wrong they have sowed? Because they are dealing with people who are stupid, people who are ignorant, people who are naive, people who are confused, people who are damaged. So Satan keep on stealing these people's prosperity for them. But you still pay at the end. The rich man paid. But you see, you don't have to wait till eternity before you learn your lesson too, if you are the victim. Start using your faith. Get up on your feet. You are an adult too. Stop all this destruction, stagnation in the name of marriage, in the name of religion. No adult human, no matter the grace they carry, is worth to be your God. That's how you see. A pastor is telling you lies, is taking advantage of, that is the one you make your number. That is why you will think he's prospering. And that's why you'll be suffering, because you are using your faith wrongly. And that's why for the pastors, so God told them. He said, once you've told God's people the truth, they don't believe you, just leave them. Because if you keep on relating to them, having a relationship with them, you are the one that will suffer. You are the one that your ministry will not grow. And for man and woman, relationship is like that. If a woman is your number one, or she shows in the way you value her, the way you respect her, not the slavery called married today. And if you see that this woman is not a queen, rather than lifting up your hand, she's using the opportunity that you caught her, you value her, to take advantage, you walk away, your prosperity will follow you. And if you are that woman too, their lies is men that need you. You don't need a man to be a queen. All those doctrine, all those preaching that you a woman, you are not prosperous because you didn't marry, is from pit of hell. That is why you are in prison today. Stand up on your feet, liberate yourself, and begin to pursue the truth. If at all you are going to respond, and that's the word, respond. You are a responder. Let it be a man that can never see fault in you. And let me tell you, if you're already in the relationship that the man doesn't value, walk away. Fulfill your purpose. Start doing the right thing. Start building your businesses. Start going for your talent. You will see all your glory will return to you. I want to encourage you, brother, no matter where you are today, don't give up on yourself. You are the best product you have in your life. You, the individual, adult human being, single, married, divorced, separated, widowed. Doesn't matter. What matters is you. Pick up yourself today. Realize that you have that faith, the ability to do things freely and willingly. And make sure those things that you believe you embrace freely and willingly as nothing but the truth. Stay blessed and stay rapturable.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International, YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International, Twitter at Shining Light M, website www.shininglightministries.org, Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.